10 acres, Paramount View.
Back with Drew Joyce and Curtis Ballou and Nate Hudson in the studio. I'm Harlan Hutchinson. Halftime score is 35-28. The Grizzlies with a 7-point lead on the Rockets from Southern Arkansas Tech University. And in the first half, the Grizzlies were led by Trayon Grant Foster and Carlos Paul. Each had 7 points in the first half. For the Rockets, their leading scorer was easily Yashawn McKenzie, who had 12 points in the first half. Grizzlies threw the ball away 5 times. The Rockets threw it away 3. Free throw line shoot. It's been exemplary free throw shooting in the game so far tonight. The Grizzlies 10 out of 11, and the Rockets 7 out of 8. As we get ready to start the second half, remember how we started the second half last night, Curtis. We don't want that tonight.
I don't want that ever again, Harlan.
That was rough early in the second half. So what generally do you think we have in store here in the second half with a 7-point lead? This is kind of, you know, I think the Grizzlies last night were up 10.
They were
39-29 at the half. And so when you start second half, you got a 10-point lead. You want to, the first thing you want to do is stretch that thing out, get a little bit more separation. But we weren't able to do that. And because of that, we had a ball game right down to the final seconds.
Yeah, so we definitely need to come out of the half on fire and stretch that lead as much as we can.
We're about ready for the second half. We'll take a 30-second timeout, and you're listening to Grizzly Basketball on KDY. Here we start second half. The Grizzlies leading it by 7. And we'll start second half with the starting 5 for each team. Start of the basketball game, the Grizzlies will start with Kyle Germany, Lionel Kamwimba, Carlos Paul, Trayon Grant Foster, and Javian Downey. But it will be Rockets basketball to start the second half. Yashawn McKenzie, their leading scorer with 12 points, has it out front. The Grizzlies are in a zone to the right corner. Back out on the right sideline at the hash mark, dribbling to his right, now back to the left side. Fountain's got an open 3, and it's good. Fountain made their first 2 baskets tonight, and he makes the first one of the second half.
He went quiet after those first 2 in the first half, so let's hope he goes quiet again after this first one.
35-31. That was a big shot to start the second half. Kyle Germany with it. Picks up his dribble on the side to the baseline. Carlos has it. Up fake, he'll shoot it from the baseline. It's too hard, and a foul's going to be called over the back that time. A foul will be on the Grizzlies. Lionel Kamwimba with a push. So Lionel picks up his second foul. Grizzlies lead by 4. You know, I could do it without some of the drama we had last night. It'd be nicer just to kind of get control here and maybe stretch it out a little. On the baseline, a catch and shoot for 2, no good. Off the miss by McDaniel, rebounded by Grant Foster. Front court, crossover at the elbow, gets bumped, wraparound pass, reach in foul, holding foul against the Rockets. There will stop the clock.
Harlan, I can definitely agree with you, hoping for not as stressful of an ending. The weekend's supposed to be relaxing, and I'm sure Coach Faye would agree.
Last night was anything but relaxing. Here's the inbound play out front. Lionel Kamwimba, who can shoot it from out there but does not, hands it to Downey to the corner. Kyle Germany with it. He's being hassled out front. Crossover dribble. Hook pass across. Too high. Out of bounds. Try to get Carlos Paul, and the Grizzlies turn it over first of the second half. Back to the zone. Grizzlies taking away the inside. Rockets have not really shown much so far as perimeter shooting goes. But this guy has. Here's Fountain. Step back, 17-footer, and it's a brick. Coming up into the hands of Javian Downey. Downey up ahead. Carlos Paul up fake. Dribbles in, steps through, shoots it on the run. No good. Offensive foul. So Carlos picks up his first. Last season, as a freshman, Carlos, at 6'5", had to play inside, and he was in foul trouble seemingly constantly. But moving him out of the post, especially at the defensive end, he has hardly any problems as far as fouls go. Here's a pass, right to the bench where no one is sitting. On the Rocket side, ball thrown out of bounds on the pass that time by Dion McDaniel, and the Grizzlies get it back on the fourth turnover against the Rockets. 35-31 Grizzlies. They have the basketball. Javian Downing crossover to the left wing now. TGF baseline move, gets it inside, up and good, and a foul on the play, and Kyle Germany again. He is lightning quick inside, and he got to the basket, got the foul, and he'll go to the line for a free throw. Christian Blair will check back into the lineup now for the Rockets. It's 37-31. Kyle Germany from Detroit puts it up, and he missed it, and the rebound comes off into the hands of Christian Blair. 37-31, Grizzlies on defense. Christian Blair to the corner. Touch pass inside. They'll trap, and then back out to the wing. Cross-court pass. Here's Javon Smith at the point. Kicks it left wing. Blair steps through. Right-hand offhand shot, no good. Rebound by Javian Downey. Baseball pass up the floor. Good catch by Germany. Crossover to his left. Bounce pass underneath. Knocked away, loose basketball picked up by Kamwimba. Now we'll have a tie-up for the loose ball, and Lionel is getting a little bit aggravated there for good reason. He is getting it from all sides. Foul will be called on the Rockets. Daiwan McDaniel, his second.
The previous foul on the Rockets on McKenzie was important because he's out of the game now with three fouls, and he is the leading scorer.
And I think he's their best offensive player that we've seen so far in the ball game. Christopher Fountain, who's still out there, he obviously has some good offensive ability, but the Grizzlies have it. Posted inside. Here's an up and under shot high off the board. Good foul on the play. Basket counts, and that's the new and improved and stronger Carlos Paul inside, getting position very deep and getting the basket to go. So he'll get a free throw to go along with that. He now has 9 points tonight. That'll be the second foul call on Christopher Fountain for the Rockets. Carlos at the free throw line. He is 2 out of 2 tonight, and his free throw is good. We left so many points at the line last night. And tonight, we're picking them up. 40-31. Grizzlies, 9-point game. Bad pass across, thrown out of bounds, and the Rockets throw it away again. Out of bounds, Grizzly ball. This zone seems to, I don't think confused so much, but Southern Arkansas isn't negotiating the zone nearly as well as man-to-man. Baseline pass, up and around, shot no good by Downey. Loose basketball as he tried to make a reverse shot. Now back the other end. Blair steps through, shot knocked out of bounds by Trayon Grant Foster. It'll stay with the Rockets.
If there was ever a word to describe TGF, it'd be elevate.
He gets up quick. He is a long 6'6". Here's the inbound play for the Rockets. A long three by Pittman. No good. And the rebound pulled high out of the air by TGF. He comes back the other way. He was going coast to coast, and instead he ran off the highway into the ditch. It's out of bounds. Turnover, Grizzly. Forty-31, 9-point game. We've played 4 minutes of the second half. Left point. Bounce pass on a give and go. Good move. Pass inside. Layup no good. And there's Lionel Kamwimba pulling the ball off the rim for the Grizzlies. Gage Pitts on the right side. Bounce pass high post. Now gets it out to Gage. Circles back to the left side. Trayon Grant Foster. High screen, goes right, steps back, pulls up, 17-footer, partially blocked, saved by Pitts. Nope, stepped out of bounds, turnover, Grizzly. DGF will come out of the ball game. Jared Fay tells him as he comes out, move the basketball and it'll come around to you. I think as always, I couldn't hear that, but just a guessing. Pass into the low block. Pass down low. Good. Cut to the basket and another missed shot by Christopher Barnett. Well, they've missed a couple of easy ones here lately. Still 9-point game. Grizzlies with it. Unami to the low block. Carlos Paul turns inside. Great wraparound pass. Up inside. No good, but a foul. And Lionel Kimwimba will go to the free throw line. That is one of those plays where Lionel at 6'8 has just got to go up hard and dunk it. Just flush it down right on top of him. And he'll get two shots. Free throw good. Last foul call. I believe that's on Herbie, and that'll be his second foul for the Rockets. 41-31, Grizzlies by 10. And good again. Tom Emmerich back in the ball game for the Grizzlies. Lionel Kimwimba comes out. Lionel has really given the Grizzlies good minutes both last night and tonight. He has been a plus player on the right wing. Here's a drive in, but a reach-in foul is going to be called against the Grizzlies, and that's probably on Gage Pitts. It is Gage Pitts. His second foul. Inbound play up and under. That's up and good from about 5 feet away, straight on by Charles Hervey. He has 4 points. 42-33. Still a lot of time left. 14-42. In the right corner, Carlos catches, shoots a three. It's off the mark. Taken underneath by Unami. He puts it up no good. And the ball is controlled by Hervey for the Rockets. Back up middle of the court. As the game pace picks up a little bit, 17-foot straight on jump shot. No good. Gage Pitts gets the rebound, gets bumped in midair, and holds on to it after the contact with Barnett. Now Gage dribbles in, penetrates, circles back outside on the left wing. Trapped in midair, kicks it on the wing. Here's Carlos Paul on the left baseline. 15 on the shot clock. Spins Bindle. Oh, good move. Turns to his right, lays it up and in. That is a nice little drop step move by Carlos Paul on the baseline. 44-33, pass to the low block. Hervey inside, partially blocked by Downey. Out of bounds, it'll stay with the Rockets. PGF back in, Kyle Germany back in. Paul goes out, and Downey goes out for the Grizzlies. It'll be a throw-in for the Rockets from just left of their basket by Janiel Pittman. He's from Blywood, South Carolina. I want you to look at how thick his thighs are. Here's a pass on the inbound play. Fumbled in the paint. Put up off the board. No good. Rebounded. And now the put back is up. No good. But a foul on the play. Tom Emmerich has called for his first foul. I have no idea for sure, but I would bet you all the money in Drew Joyce's pocket right now that Janiel Pittman, who shoots the first free throw and it's good, you look at his size, you tell me that kid didn't play football. You've got to be joking if you think that's the case. He goes about 6'3", and I mean, he is put together. Here's the next try. Good.
If he did play football, I wouldn't want to meet him out on the field.
He's got some tree trunks for thighs, man. Germany front court to Urji Hanami. Kind of feels like we're running a little bit. Let's see if we can get the ball inside. We do. Tom Emmerich in the middle. Turns, right hand baby hook. No good. Picked up, though, by Foster, now he'll be fouled as he picked up that errant shot. And push foul on Christopher Barnett. That's his third.
Good hustle there by TGS to keep that possession alive.
Really was. Here's a lob to him at the left point. Trayon with it. Puts it on the floor. Now steps through and another foul will be called against the Rockets. And that will be a 1-1. Javon Smith is called for the foul. His first personal. So it's a 1-1 for the rest of the, we're in the bonus for the rest of the ball game now. Trayon Grant Foster. He has 7 points tonight, all in the first half. And no good. The rebound taken down by the Rockets. Up the left sideline now. Applewhite dribbles all the way through. Back outside, around the horn it goes. Left point shot by Pittman is good.
And he had a hand in his face from Gage Pitt.
44-38. Still 13 minutes to go. 6-point ball game. Kyle Germany out front on the right sideline now. Gets a screen from Tom Emmerich. Double team bounces it to Tom in the corner. Got a wide open three, and that ball is short. It is going to be out of bounds off of Trayon, and it'll go back to the Rockets. And Lionel Kimwimba will come back in for Tom Emmerich. Carlos Paul comes in the game for Ernie Urgy Hanami. And Javian Downey will come in for Gage Pitts. So lots of changes for the Grizzlies. I'm kind of getting a whiff of last night's game right now. Just kind of the way the flow of the game has been and the score and the fact we were not able to stretch out the lead. Here's a three from the wing, no good. Saved by Kimwimba, but he threw it out of bounds. Actually, better to do that than throw it back in and one of their guys catch it. So it'll still be Rockets basketball. Timeout, 12:35 to go in the second half. With the score of the Grizzlies, 44. The Southern Arkansas University Tech Rockets, 38. Back in a minute on KDY. Grizzlies get a steal on defense, and Kyle Germany coming the other way. He gets tripped up and a foul on the Rockets, and that will be on Glenn Applewhite. And that's foul number two on him. Kyle Germany at the free throw line. He is 0-for-1. Shoots, and no good. And the rebound tipped long out of bounds. It's going to be off the Grizzlies, and it'll go back to the Rockets. 3 out of 6 in the second half. 44-38, 12-10 to play. Second half, Grizzlies in the zone. To the left corner, Applewhite catches, shoots a three, no good, and he got fouled in the act of shooting, and he'll shoot three. Carlos Paul came out to challenge and got him, and so it'll be three shots.
I have a feeling that Carlos didn't like that call from his reaction, and I kind of have to agree.
Well, it's either a foul or a flop.
I'm leaning more towards the flop. But
the flopper gets to shoot three free throws. First one, no good. He is only 1 out of 3 tonight. Glenn Applewhite. And he made the second one. 44-39. And good. 2 out of 3. 44-40. Trayon in the backcourt. Kyle has it. Gets it over the timeline. And set to the offense now as Jared Fay hollers from the side. Over on the right side, Trayon with it. Picked up by Applewhite. At the point, left side on the wing. Trying to find someone off the baseline. And there is Trayon. Burns, Bays on the jump stop, back iron, no good. Rebound, though, by Lionel. Reverse putback is good. Lionel Gumwimba. Lionel has 8 points tonight, 46-40. Get some stops and build this lead back up, 11-18. We're not even to the media timeout yet. High post, open shooter from 15. It's good. Keyshawn Cotton has 5. 46-42. Kendon Peebles will check in at the next stop. Javian Downey, bounce pass out to the point. Carlos has it. He'll hand it off to Kyle Germany. Kumwimba over to Trayon, left corner, goes baseline. Trapped, goes up, ball tipped out of bounds, last touch by the Rockets, and there's 3 on the shot clock. Carlos Paul is out. Kendon Peebles comes in. 3 on the shot clock. And I'm sure Joe Greenwood, he's up hollering over there on the bench. I'm sure that's what he was saying. Here's the inbound. Pass over. Here's Kendon with a 3 at the shot clock horn. No good. And the ball taken down by Yashawn McKenzie. Back come the Rockets. They're only down by 4. At the point, McKenzie down the lane all the way, right in runner, no good, but a foul on the shot. And he'll shoot 2, and Kyle Germany just picked up his 3rd foul.
That's going to bring Riley Whitaker into the game.
So 3 on zero, they have double zero on the board, they have to, I guess. But Kyle wears a single 0 on his back. We'll get Gage Pitts and Riley Whitaker in after something happens here with Yashawn McKenzie, who is perfect at the free throw line tonight. He's still perfect. He's 5 out of 5, and he'll get one more. The Rockets were 7 out of 8 from the line in the first half. They've kept it up here in the first half. They've kept it up here in the second half. They've made 5 out of 6. Here's the next try, and it's good. Curtis, it was 10 at the half. No, it was 7 at the half, but it's now down to 2.
And what you were whiffing earlier, it being like last night, I'm afraid you're right.
Brown bounce pass inside. Kumwimba lost it. Loose on the deck. Picks it up. Kicks it outside. Now Kendon Peebles curls down the middle. Kicks it far side. Gates has got a 3. It's partially blocked. And a foul on the play, and it'll be 3 shots.
If only one of those goes our way.
Christopher Fountain called for his 3rd foul. So Gage Pitts goes to the free throw line. Gage had the odd occurrence last night of missing 3 in a row. He's an excellent free throw shooter. First one is good. .10:03 to go in the half. Next one, good.
Fountain stays in the game for the Rockets with those 3 fouls.
48-44. If Gage makes this free throw, we could get the media timeout here. Next try, good. Hat trick. So we'll play on. McKenzie, front court at the point. Penetrates down the left corner. To Bishop, now back out on the wing to Fountain. Cross-court pass. McKenzie has it. They look inside for Cotton. They can't get the ball at the high post. So look back door. Applewhite not open. Comes out and gets it on the wing. Dribbles all the way through. Dishes over underneath. Double team on the ball. Stolen away by Gage Pitts.
Great play there by Pitts.
Great anticipation. Gage comes up the left side, down the left side of the key. Goes up. Shoots it. No good. Got Fountain. He'll shoot 2. Tom Emmerich will come in the game again for the Grizzlies. 4th foul on Christopher Fountain. There's the media timeout. 9:29 to go. Second half. Grizzlies 49. Southern Arkansas University Tech Rockets 44. Back in 1 minute on KDY. Gage Pitts, who just made 3 free throws a moment ago. He'll get 2 more here. Grizzlies lead it by 5. at the line. Gage for the Grizzlies, no good. ...49-44, Grizzlies by five. One more free throw to make it a six-point game. And it is no good. He missed them both. Weird. In the front court, Glenn Applewhite with 9:20 to go, baseline. Ball in the paint. Lost, stolen. Picked up by Gage. Fitz, three on two break. Gage takes it in all the way. Right-hand layup, no good. Tom Emmerich. Tied up, the rebound, jump ball, and it'll be Grizzly basketball. Good work on the glass by Tom Emmerich, keeping that alive, and now the Grizzlies will get Kyle Germany back in the ballgame for JV and Downey. Urji Tsunami comes in the ballgame. Gage Pitts will throw the ball in. Let's see if they lob it over the top to Tom Emmerich here. They'll look back door, not open. Lob it out front. Urji has it. 20 on the shot clock. Handed off to Gage Pitts. Tom Emmerich at the point. Picks up the dribble. Back outside it goes. Cut underneath. Great feed. Cutting diagonal and a great feed from Riley inside to Kyle Germany with a right hand reverse layup. Back up over his head. Bishop with a three at the other end, and that's good. That's Christian Blair. Christian Blair with his first field goal. Makes it 51-47. That was a really big shot for the Rockets right there.
Yeah, it was a big answer for them.
Germany, the point. Urji down the key all the way. Puts it high off the board. No good. Rebound, Emmerich inside. Goes up off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Fountain. And the Rockets with a chance to make this a one-possession game. Left side in the corner. Open shot for a three, and it's good again. Christian Blair makes it a one-point game. 8:07 to play, 51-50 Grizzly. Gage pitch, right point, Tom Emmerich, right corner. Kyle Germany curls over, free throw line jump shot, back iron no good, rebound, Riley had it, lost it, picked up by the Rockets, and now they can take the lead. 7:47 and counting, 51-50. Here's another three, and that's going to be short this time. Grizzlies save it from going out of bounds. Emmerich does. Now back the other way, all the way. Bounce pass across. Ball fumbled, knocked away, picked up by Gage Pitts. Grizzlies hold on to it. Kyle Germany. Grizzlies have three ready to check in at the timetable. 51-50, high screen right. Kyle Germany. Top of the circle, back to Kyle, right side. Bounce. Here's a pass on the baseline. Pitch. Tried to kick it outside to Riley, and he threw it out of bounds. Somebody got him with a knee, I think, as he was cutting across the lane there. Turnover number 9 on the Grizzlies. Gage will come out. Carlos Paul back in the ball game for MSU West Plains. 51-50. Grizzlies lead by one, but the Rockets have the basketball. McKenzie. Over on the right side, ball is going to be double-teamed. They get it back out on the point, right side. Crossover dribble all the way through McKenzie off. We're blocked away by Lionel Kamwimba, and the Grizzlies come back with it. We need a basket here. Here's Kyle Germany. Baseline wraparound down low. They double-team. Carlos Paul drop step, pump fake, up and under, and good. Patience by Carlos Paul got him a bucket, 53-50 Grizzlies. Fountain on the right wing to the left corner. Back outside he goes for a three, and it's no good. Rebound long. No one went after it. Picked up by the Rockets. Pass underneath. Fountain's dunk is blocked by Kamwimba, and the Grizzlies get it. Up the left side in the corner, Urji Tsunami. Top of the circle. Kamwimba, wraparound pass in the low block. Feeds it back to Lionel. One bounce, lost it, got it back. Needs help. Moved his pivot foot, got away with a walk and a timeout. 5:57 to go. Second half. Grizzlies 53, Rockets 50. Back in 30 seconds on KDY. Well, Curtis, how's this thing going to turn out, you think?
Well, I hope the good guys are going to win. We have the lead right now, so it's trending that way.
Let's see what happens here. Inbound play, Grizzlies up three. Trayon Grant Foster, wraparound pass, they pinned inside. Carlos Paul gets the basketball back on a loose ball, and another timeout is going to be called by the Grizzlies with 5:51 to play. Grizzly ball in their front court. I want to remind you, from now through the, well, pretty much the rest of this month, if you want to help out with the Howell County Toys Toy Drive for kids in Howell County, you can do that simply by coming to a Grizzly game. All you have to do is bring with you a brand new toy and drop it in the box out front. And that will go toward the Howell County Christmas Toy Drive. That's going on at each Grizzly home game now through the 28th. Javon Downey is back in, and he'll throw it in for the Grizzlies from the baseline. Underneath, good feed, and the dunk by Trayon Grant Foster as he slipped his defender and got the lay-in with two hands. Trayon's got nine. 55-50. Needs some stops here at the defensive end. Blair on the left baseline, cut off by Carlos Paul. Lob pass to the point, touch pass over. McKenzie all the way through. Right-hand runner high over Lionel, and it's good. That was a good shot by McKenzie. He has 16 points. 55-52. Trayon with it on the right sideline. They move it to the left wing to Javian. Off a screen. Trayon catches underneath. Double team whistle. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by the Rockets. There's 10 on the shot clock. 55-52 Grizzlies. Javian on the inbound play, lobs it out to Lionel Kamwimba. Hands it off to Javian Downey. Down the lane he goes. He tried to hook pass across. Ball got stolen. And back come the Rockets with a chance to tie with a three. Blair's the guy to watch. He has it at the point. Launches from long range. No good. Rebound. Trayon has it. And the Grizzlies get control with 4:40 to play. Kyle Germany holds it out front. Pushes off a little bit. Now at the point. Bounce pass over left elbow. Trayon has it. Puts it on the floor. Pull up. 13-foot jumper is good.
He has got a silky smooth jumper.
We may have just to call him Silk. That'd be a good nickname for him.
Looks like somebody lost a shoe.
Timeout's going to be called, and one of the outside officials said something about a shoe. It's going to be a 30-second timeout called by the Rockets. 4:05 to play. 57-52 Grizzlies back in 30 on KDY. We're back to play, and it's a five-point game. 4 minutes to go here at the Civic Center. Grizzlies are ahead. Rockets are still within shouting distance. Here's Blair in the corner for a three, and it's good.
And he somehow did that over Kamwimba.
Three threes in the half, and it's back to a two-point game, 57-55. Out front, Downey nearly had it stolen. Now on the left wing, Trayon with it. To the point. To Carlos, right wing, Javian Downey, wrap around on the baseline. There's Trayon. Turns inside, dishes across. Two and a dunk by Lionel Kamwimba. He has 10 points. It's a 59-55 game. On the left sideline now. Brennan Hagwood, back out on the wing. McKenzie drives the lane all the way. Puts up a runner off the back iron. No good. Carlos Paul with the board. Trayon with it, up the middle of the floor, drives all the way, goes up, got valid score. What a shot by Trayon Grant Foster. Got hung up in midair, pulled the ball back over his head with two hands, still got it to the rim and made it. How about that?
Man, this is exciting. We have some exciting players here, so if you don't have a chance to join us here, at least watch us on our live stream and see these exciting players for the Grizzlies.
Well, that was something. 61-55. That brought the crowd up to their feet. Free throw good. Seven and a half. And 14 for the game for Trayon Grant Foster. Kick to the corner. Hagwood for the Rockets for a three, and that's good. Hagwood has five at 62-58. Still 2:40 to play. A lot can happen. Baseline, Kyle Germany steps back out. Now at the point, Lionel Kumwimba. Bounce pass. What a pass back door. Play up. Javian Downey is good. How about the passing from the big man, Lionel Kumwimba. Post up inside. Here's a shot. No good. By Hervey. And the rebound, the Grizzlies have it with 2:14 to go, up six. A bucket here would be very welcome. Kyle Germany out high. They go four low. Kyle Germany going one-on-one with Blair out front. Bounce pass at the right elbow. Lionel spins to the middle, up and under, and the ball knocked away. Saved by Trayon Grant Foster. And we'll have a whistle, and I think they reset the shot clock.
I don't think they put a point on the board is what I'm wondering. I think it should be 65.
So it'll be Grizzly basketball on the baseline with 12 on the shot clock. 1:54 on the game clock. Here's the inbound to Lionel. Back outside it goes to Kyle. 10 on the shot clock. Bounce pass inside. Lionel working in the middle. Tried to lob it inside to Trayon. Threw it over his head and out of bounds. They were able to push Lionel a little further away from the basket, so he looked to pass and the ball didn't make connections. Back to the zone for the Grizzlies. We need another stop here with 1:40 to go. Here's a long three. No good. And the rebound by Lionel Kumwimba. And he will pull it in and now kick it out to Trayon. Full time out by the Grizzlies. 1:31 to play in the basketball game. The Grizzlies trying to hold on for their fifth win of the year. They lead at 64-58. Back in a minute on KDY. .31 to go. The Grizzlies called the last timeout. They have the ball and a six-point lead. And Javian Downey has it in the backcourt. Got to take care of that. The ball is going to be out of bounds off the Rockets. As I slapped the ball, I was trying to get it out of my mouth. I got to take care of the ball here. And just about that time, the ball got slapped away and nearly stolen by Southern Arkansas Tech. Now the Grizzlies will have it in the front court, 19 on the shot clock, with 1:24 to play. Inbounded to Kyle Germany. Now let's see if they decide to start fouling here. Trayon with it out front. Keeps the dribble, gets the screen, breaks the contact. Now curls over the top all the way in, right hand layup is good! And a foul on the play, and the basket will count. Well, we've been looking for somebody since last year, a go-to guy you can throw the ball to and say, hey, go score. I think we found him.
Just maybe. Just maybe.
That'll be the first foul on Christian Blair. Free throw no good by Trayon. Now in the front court, pass to the low block. They'll get it from Hervey around the horn, left corner. Blair with a three, and it's good. He's made four threes. It's a five-point game. Front court now. Germany in the corner. Lionel with it. Lob out front, and caught by Trayon. Boy, that was close.
It was.
Trayon on the right side, and he'll be fouled to stop the clock by Hagwood. That'll be his first foul. And let's see. It will be Trayon back to the free throw line. The Grizzlies will just have one player on the lane. Two shots. First try for Trayon is good. 67-61, 40.6 to go. And good. Eleven points in the second half, 18 for the game for Trayon Grant Foster. Now on the right side, back to the point. They've got to launch it. They do. The three is good. Denial Pittman has 8 all in this half. And a timeout's going to be called by the Grizzlies. 33.7 to go. Grizzlies lead is at 4, 68-64. Back in a minute on KDY. All right, that's the on the inbound play in the backcourt. McKenzie has called for the foul. That's his 4th. They need him out there to have a crack here in the last half minute. Meanwhile, Kyle Germany to shoot 2. The first one's no good. Lionel Kamwimba back in at the defensive end. This is still a 2-possession game, regardless what happens on this one, and it's good. And at the other end, they're going to have to hurry. Here's a quick shot for a 3 by Applewhite. In and out. Rebound, Lionel Kamwimba with it. And we'll have a foul in the backcourt with 22 seconds to go. 69-64. There'll still be a little time left here, Curtis, but if Lionel could make these 2, that would make it, what, a 7-point game, so that makes it a 3-possession game at that point.
So let's hope those free throws that he was working on pay off.
Lionel Kamwimba has had another solid game tonight. He's got 10 points, and he'll shoot 2. First try is good. One more try at 22.5 to go in the ball game. 70-64. This is a really big free throw for the Grizzlies. And it's good. Lionel Kamwimba, 6 out of 6 from the line. 71-64. Back out it goes. Out front near steal by Trayon. Picked back up though. McKenzie. Cross court pass. And Trayon after it tipped away. They'll fire a 3. It's off the back iron. No good. 9 seconds to go. Ball out of bounds. It'll stay with the Rockets. And we average again, right around 72 points a game, and we're right there on it. 71-64 with 8.1 seconds to play. We'll be joined after the game by Jared Fay, head coach of the Grizzlies, and name our Don's Auto Service player of the game. That last, there was a foul called on that last play, actually, on JV and Downing. Applewhite at the line to shoot the 1-1, and it's good. Applewhite has 4 points all from the free throw line tonight. He is 4 out of 6. Next try is good. We'll get a sub here. Riley Whitaker will check in. 71-66. Southern Arkansas Tech has to foul immediately. And there's a foul. So Trayon will go to the free throw line. Let's see, just to be sure, he has 14, 18. Well, he could have his first 20-point game as a college player if he could make these 2 free throws. First try here is good. There's a little kid down there. My Trayon. One more try, and no good. Back the other way. Down to 2 seconds to go. Right-hand reverse layup up and in by Applewhite. And that'll be the ball game. Grizzlies win it by 4, 72-68. Now 5-3 on the season. Only the second loss for the Rockets. They're now 5-2. So that'll take us to our post game here with head coach Jared Fay. That's coming up next, and we'll name our Downtown Service player of the game. We're back in 1 minute on KDY. All right, our post game here with Jared Fay. The Grizzlies win tonight by a final of 72-68. I said about 10 minutes into the second half, after we had the 7-point lead at halftime, we were up 10 at half last night, and we just seemed to get into one of those lulls. And I said, you know, this is starting to smell like last night a little bit. But I thought we really handled it a little bit better down the stretch tonight.
We did. We talked about growing as a team, not self-destructing. I think we've done that at times this year when things weren't going our way. You know, got a lot of credit to Southern Arkansas Tech. They're a good team. They can score. They're hitting shots. We just kind of stayed the course, didn't get rattled, and really proud of the guys for how they battled tonight.
I know we started way better than we did last night in the first half. I thought when the pace of the game slowed down, when I say the pace, it wasn't back and forth, but the pace of the game was quicker earlier in the game when we were scoring, moving the ball better, getting open shots. When the pace of the game slowed down, it seemed like our offense really dragged a little bit.
Yeah, you know, early on, and you know as much bus travel you've been on all of with this, you kind of worry about the second half being tired on a Saturday night, so trying to play the group out there as much as we can, but not too much where they're going to be tired. I think we had a little lull there, but those guys, you know, got a little break and were able to come back in, which is such a testament to our bench guys that are ready to come in and battle and spark us.
A lot of good performances tonight. Our Don's Auto Service player, it's going to have to be co-players of the game. First of all, how about, you know, we've been looking for somebody. Every coach wants someone where you say, throw them the ball and get us a bucket. Trayvon Grant Foster really looks like that kind of kid for us. He had 19 tonight.
He makes me look really good. You know, some of those I'm not even calling it. He's just doing it, but it looks like I called it. But yeah, he was big time for us tonight. We know how talented he is. We think he's going to have a really good year this year.
And the other is the same as last night. Lionel Kamwimba in the second half, boy, he answered the bell time after time after time.
He sure did. You know, we put a 2-3 zone in and shoot around today. We literally haven't practiced it all year. It sounds kind of crazy. But Lionel just put him in the middle where he didn't have to leave the paint at all. And he contested shots, got big rebounds. You know, I've spoke about him before, how selfless he is. He's the ultimate team guy. I don't think he can tell you how many points he scored or not. But he did all that dirty work down low for us. You know, 15 on their team was a very good player, and I felt like Lionel being right there kind of neutralized him.
Well, Lionel, even if he doesn't ask, had 12 points tonight and 6 out of 6 from the free throw line.
That's good. Happy to see our guys knock some free throws down. We did work on them to shoot around today. But, yeah, so a lot of good things about this game. I feel like this is a well-played game by both teams.
I was just going to attribute better free throw shooting to coaching. Is that not right?
Yeah. No, because I don't want the blame when we're not making them.
Well, you're a smart guy, I tell you what.
Yeah.
We got National Park coming in next Tuesday. That's usually a really good team.
It is. They got the really good player who was there last year. I know he's getting recruited. He'll be one of the best players to come into this gym this year. And they're undefeated. They played today, so I don't know how they did, but they've been undefeated on the year. They beat Northeast Mississippi. They beat Jones County, some really good Division I programs. So we'll have our hands full, but we'll enjoy this win for a day, and then we'll get back to work.
But it's really good to win a couple of games, well, 3 in a row now. So that's got to give you some confidence, especially for the freshman kids.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, we talk about closing out games, and I feel like we've made less mistakes in the last few minutes of each game. We still make a few here and there, but we're learning how to win games.
I've told people, I don't know how many times, they say, how good are we? And I say, kind of hard to tell, but we should have a pretty good idea by the time January gets here.
Yeah, and, you know, I probably give a different answer on the day you ask me, but after a game like this, I'm very optimistic with this group, and we'll get Lucas back at some point, too. He's a big part of our offense, but just proud of the guys for how they competed.
Thank you, Jared Fay.
Right, thanks, Carl.
Appreciate it. All right, Jared Fay, head coach of the Grizzlies. Final score is 72-68. Let's go through the scoring. With 19 to lead the way, Trayvon Grant Foster for the Grizzlies, a 14-point night for Carlos Paul. He was really good. Also, Lionel Kamwimba with 12. 9 points for Kyle Germany, 7 for Javian Downey, 3 for Kendon Peebles, 3 points for Gage Pitts, and Tom Emmerich also tossed in 5. The Grizzlies at the half led 35-28. Better at the free throw line tonight. That was a pretty good improvement. 23 out of 32, and with 11 turnovers compared to 7 for the Rockets. So the Grizzlies win. They're now 5-3, and they'll play next Tuesday night at home against National Park College. That'll be here at the Civic Center. We'll have the broadcast and live stream here on our website, through Facebook, and the radio broadcast here on KDY. For Curtis and for Drew and for Nate, I'm Harlan Hutchison. Final again, 72-68. Grizzlies beat the Southern Arkansas University Tech Rockets. I'm Harlan Hutchison saying good night from Grizzlyland.